Welcome and thanks for joining us for this talk that we're going to have a little bit about ganache here, which is another part of the truffle suite of tools. And with me joining are some of the truffle experts in the industry, the guys who've actually created a lot of this sweetness here. And so we have the founder, Tim Coulter, here with us. We also have Ben Burns, who's a ganache extraordinaire. So he'll be talking a little bit about the history of ganache and kind of what makes up ganache, why it's important, why people should care about it, why you as a developer should care about it. And then we'll walk through a little bit of a demo, kind of show how this tool actually works and can complete kind of your development framework and the tooling you're using. So Tim, maybe talk a little bit about this gentleman sitting beside me here, how he got involved
Say
in
nice
this
things.
Gooiness called ganache.
Yeah, well, so I'll start by where ganache came from. Truffle, right when Truffle was created, it became clear that we needed some type of blockchain in order to test and run your application during development, because if you're using a blockchain to develop, it's really slow. Like every button you press, if it's connected, like you're gonna have to wait for the block to process it, or the block to be processed in order to understand what's going on. Anyway, so it started out as the test RBC. And when I was developing Truffle and these together, it was like I can only put my effort into one and then switch to the other. So it's like we need somebody else in order to do this. And so ended up talking to Ben, and he was very excited about really getting into the details of how the EVM works and how ganache works under the hood, which is great because he's way better at that than I am. Ben, I don't know, do you want to talk more about your onboarding experience?
About how great I am?
Yeah.
No, so ganache was really my first foray into working on Truffle and the Truffle suite. And when I first started, ganache was still the test RPC, so one of the first things I did was kind of manage the rebranding and the moving over into the Truffle suite org, so we call it ganache now. If you're not aware, if you're still using test RPC, please switch over to using ganache CLI. Your life will be much better for it. It's much more stable and wonderful. It's been a great process to kind of see, where we started from. Ganache is like, ganache CLI is a very testing focused and command line focused sort of tool to now the ganache UI, capital G ganache as we like to call it, and see how we can use that to really like streamline the whole sort of exploratory development process, add sort of IDE like features in that make your life a lot easier when you're not quite sure exactly what's going on, or you're still kind of grappling with blockchain development, or what happens when this contract calls that other contract or things like that. Like you can see a lot of what's going on without having to go exploring for it like you used to have to do with ganache CLI. So it's been a blast to kind of like work through that whole evolution, and it's certainly exciting now that we're growing as a team and we get to see kind of or we're pushing it forward more for the next version. So
great. So I'm going to cut over to a slide here just to talk a little bit about, for some of our listeners who may not have a lot of experience with Truffle, the Truffle suite of tools, or ganache, and basically maybe just give us the high level of, like, you talked a little bit about what ganache does from a blockchain perspective, and Tim alluded to it, but What actually is its purpose in life? Like, from a 10,000-foot view, why should I care about ganache?
You should care about ganache if you've ever tried to set up Geth or Parity, because it's a process and it takes a while. And if you're interested in contract development and you just want to get started and get up and running quickly, ganache gets you up and running in literally a few seconds. You install it via NPM, so npm-g install ganache CLI for the CLI version, or you can download the installer from our website. However long that takes for you, might be about a minute or so. You double click it and run it for the UI. You just type ganache CLI on the command line for the command line version, and that's it. That's the whole process. It just comes up and running. And at that point, you have a blockchain, a development blockchain on your machine. By default, it spins up 10 accounts, so you can use those 10 accounts however you like. Each one's funded with 10 Ether, sorry, excuse me, 100 Ether. So plenty of Ether to do all kinds of testing and development with. And of course, you can customize all of that. You can add accounts, remove accounts, add Ether, remove Ether. But basically, in a nutshell, it allows you to do very rapid development development without spending any real ether. And it allows you to write tests that execute very, very quickly, as opposed to if you're running them against a test net where you have block times and all that.
Yeah, I mean, just speaking from enterprise customers that we work with mostly here at Microsoft and some of our partners, that's like the big thing, right? Developer productivity is key, right? So, you know, it's great that a blockchain provides this decentralized model that has all this kind of verification that's happening and all these kind of things with consensus. But the problem is, you know, from a developer standpoint, it's actually a negative, right? Because we don't want developers just sitting around waiting for blocks to clear. We'd much rather be writing code and seeing something actually work. And then later, you know, the infrastructure guys, I like to call them, they'll come along with their consensus mechanism and those kind of things. We'll bring the assets that we've created and we could do it much faster.
Yeah, and I mean, it is, if from a development standpoint, I'd say it is important to consider like the UX that the consensus mechanism kind of forces upon you. In other words, the latency for state changes, right? So Ganache, by default, we do what we call insta mining, where if you submit a transaction, a new block gets created instantly. But you can run Ganache in a what we call interval mining mode, where you can simulate whatever block time you like. And that way, if you're doing UX testing and that sort of thing, you can see exactly how it's going to feel to your users with just a flip of a switch in a settings dialog or an additional command line flag.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think from a testing standpoint, it's also a massive, awesome tool. And I also call it blockchain on a plane because we don't need any kind of internet connection to pull this off. You know,
I'm going to steal that. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
One thing that I'd love to talk to you on that last point there is Ganache actually comes in three flavors. So, you know, you mentioned the GUI, the command line tool. It can also work as a library. One of the amazing things that I think Ben's been able to wrangle is the usability of the core code. So if you want to write a script, for instance, maybe you want to show something that exploits a certain bug and you want to show that and send the whole script, you can even just stick the version of Ganache inside the script itself and run it as a library.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. So if you have any projects that need that have need for an embedded blockchain of some sort, Ganache is a great embeddable blockchain in that regard. Another really interesting feature that's worth talking about briefly as well is just forking. So we have the ability to point Ganache at an existing chain and then fork from that chain instantly, you know, referencing all of the state from the original chain and whatever you like, but then you can perform transactions against your forked Ganache chain, again, with no real ether spent. And that's great for security testing. I have a project up where it was inspired by a Reddit post where somebody was trying to exploit a contract which required you to send one ether for the exploit. It was a reentrancy bug, and actually the contract was a honeypot. And so he grabbed the quote-unquote verified source code and tested it using truffle test ahead of time, and he was like, great, yeah, this is exploitable. If he had tested it using Ganache forking against the real contract bytecode, he would have not lost the one ether that he was trying to use to exploit this contract. Hmm. By the way, he said he was going to return whatever ether he extracted to the owner of that contract.
White hat stuffer. Yeah.
But either way, yeah, it is a great security testing tool. So
awesome. Yeah, and so what I did while Tim and you were talking there is I pulled up the GUI version of Ganache. Maybe you guys could talk through what I'm looking at here on the screen.
Yeah, I'd love to. So the first thing you see when you launch Ganache is this accounts page. And down the left side of the screen there, you're going to see a bunch of account addresses. You're going to see the balances of those accounts. And as you run transactions against the chain that Ganache is exposing, you'll see those balances change as a result of gas expenditure or value transfer or what have you. Toward the middle of the bar, between the bar and the accounts there, you'll notice there's a mnemonic. So that mnemonic, you can use those 12 words to actually initialize MetaMask or any other HD wallet compliant wallet with your network. So that way you can test your dApp, for instance, running in the browser against Ganache with MetaMask in the loop, and you can see that whole user experience. We also, just above that mnemonic, we have all of the kind of relevant stats about the chain. So what the current block number is, current gas, the block gas limit, I believe that is. I can't read that.
Network ID.
Thank you.
The RPC server.
Network ID, ports. Yeah. So, and there's the mining status. So again, we support both interval mining and instant mining. And so when you see this auto mining up there with the spinny wheel, that means we're in instant mining mode. And if you fire off a transaction, it's going to mine instantly and you'll get back your receipt instantly.
Cool. And then I see other things up here like blocks and transactions now. Yep. In a second here, we'll do a little demo to kind of show what those look like. But right now they're empty. And then we also have this log feature over here to see the logs.
Yep.
So if I flip over to simulate some workload here, we have just a simple Truffle project set up here. Very simple, you know, storage contract that does something very trivial. But we also have this pointed, and you can see that we basically just updated our configuration file to point to this Ganache instance. And as we spoke about in another session, we can basically compile our contracts here, which will create the assets, you know, that Truffle will use. And then if we do a Truffle migrate, what we should see is some stuff happening over in Ganache. So we'll give that a second to complete. We talked through that stuff in the other session, but if we look over here now, we can see, we got some blocks here now. We have some transactions. Maybe, Ben, is there anything we should talk about here as far as like what we're looking at on the screen now?
Yeah, definitely. So the blocks, obviously, were all the blocks that were created as a result of you firing off the contract migration transactions. If you go back over to the transactions screen, so you can see down at the bottom was our first transaction, and that's going to create our migrations.sol contract so that we can track the state of our migration on this network. The next transaction is a contract call into that migrations contract to initialize it. Then we have another contract creation, which was whatever contract you just deployed there. And then finally, a contract call once again to update the state of our migrations contract again, once again, to say that we have now deployed this contract as well.
Yeah, and what's cool here is you can keep track of this. They have this nice feature here which shows you what the action was, like it was a contract creation event or it was a call event. We also have a script here to show if we're doing like an Ethereum transaction. Is this how this works, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
So if I take, and I put this together beforehand so we didn't have to watch me type and mistype.
You want to run that in Truffle Console.
Yeah, give me a sec here. So we'll fire up Truffle Console here to execute this.
This will actually connect to the running instance.
That's right. And you'll see what we're doing here if you can follow along. Basically, we're sending an offline transaction here. Basically, we have a from and a to. So these are our addresses. They correspond with the addresses over here in Ganache. You remember we had these accounts and the associated addresses. So you can see 6F2C was the first there. You see 6F2C, and then you can see the destination account. In this case, we're sending 5 Ether is what we'd actually like to see there. So you see we get our transaction hash there. And if you notice, it already updated. So we can see we have 105 and 95. And what's cool is, as we mentioned before, this is pretty cool. So we can actually see the differences. So this was just a pure Ethereum call, not a contract call.
Yep. Yeah, and so each one of these rows is clickable as well if you want to drill into the transaction, for instance. And you know, same for the blocks. You can see references to each of the transaction hashes there. It's not as useful in this version as it's going to be. So the next version of Ganache, we're actually making it so you can connect Ganache into your Truffle projects. We call this Ganache Next, and our kind of tagline for Ganache Next is less hex, more text in Ganache Next. Ganache Next. Wow, I screwed it up. Oh. Less hex, more text in Ganache Next. There we go. It's not a tongue twister at all. So yeah, you'll be able to see, if you don't mind going back to the
sure.
contracts
yep.
screen there. So in your transaction screen, I'm sorry, when you click on this, you'll see rather than a hex address for your contract, you'll see your contract name, and you still will see a hex address, so you can reference that if necessary. But then you're going to see if in this case it was a value transfer, but if it was a contract call, you'd see what function was called in the contract along with all the arguments. You'll see any state changes that occurred. So you'll see an actual tree of all of the state that was modified as a result of that. And you're going to see any events that were produced as a result of that as well. So for each individual item that we show, we decode it all. So rather than showing you the what comes over the wire through the RPC interface, we show you everything in the context of the application that you're developing.
Yeah, more human readable, right?
Yeah,
so that's awesome.
Less numbers to try to memorize and map mentally.
That's outstanding. I mean, you guys are doing amazing work here on Ganache and making it super easy to do rapid development on blockchain. So on behalf of everyone that I know, thank you so much for creating these kind of things. And thanks for sharing and coming and spending time with us today to talk a little bit about ganache.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Gil.